back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is how to get the best life possible. Welcome back and happy new year. It is 2022. I've got a good feeling about this year, and I wanted to pass that good feeling on to anyone that's listening today. So this podcast is honestly, it's about diversity in you as a person, and I'm trying to understand. I've been speaking to a lot of people recently. I've been finding some really intriguing people, and I started to understand myself a lot as well in the process of, I went on a bit more of a spiritual / self-discovery, science-backed, you know, a bit of both, a bit of a yin and yang approach to understanding myself a little bit better, understanding what sort of person I am, what my personality is like. And I actually started to realize that there's so many multitudes and so many layers that are uncovered already by me, but also there's so much more that I've realized that I haven't even uncovered myself. And there's things that I enjoy in certain circumstances, and then there are other things and times in which I won't enjoy certain things in certain circumstances. And today, because we have the most confused society I think we've ever had, and yes, there's so many things going on in the world that make us anxious and scared and lose hope and all of that. There's a lot of that going on in this 3D sort of world that we live in. But there's also a sense of lost self in a lot of people. I feel a lot of things can hold us back in life. A lot of things can make us question ourselves or label ourselves. And it is extremely important to understand where these triggers, anxieties, doubts, fears, and lack of hope or a possibility really comes from. And a lot of the time, it's when we no longer really know, one, who we truly are at the core, or two, we label ourselves to be a certain way and we're not budging on that. We start to conform in a certain way. And this can happen from not only our conditioning, which we will always have a part, it'll always play a part in how we are just on a biological level, and, you know, how our upbringing and traumas and all of that through life, whether we remember them to be exact or not, they're in there, they're in our nervous system. And so they will make us behave and respond to things in the world as we go through life in certain ways. And sometimes we can identify that, and other times people just can't be bothered. So they just put themselves in a category and they kind of go through life unopened. And it's really hard to see that, because to access your full self, to be the best version of yourself, and to really uncover how much you're capable of and how limitless life can be and how many chains you can actually break off, you've got to first of all become aware. You've got to become aware that you're not just a one-dimensional person or a two-dimensional person. You're not just somebody that likes to play a sport. Okay, and you're not going to be capable or very good at other things. There, you may have the strongest points in a couple of areas in life, but there will be times where you grow and evolve, and you should always be putting yourself in situations where you are continuously opening yourself up to new experiences to change the type of way that you look at the world for the better. I feel like we have certain family members and friends around us that have been there for a long time. They may have helped us through difficult times, and they may be great people, but they may not be people that are totally aware. They're not, may not be people that are actually there to really press us to look at ourselves. And I actually noticed this contrast, because I have started to meet a lot of new people, and in particular I met somebody, I went on a camping trip and we're sitting around and I just started talking to this person, and I'm not an introvert, but I'm not an extrovert. So I have to be around certain people to be energized from their energy, and the conversation has to be stimulating, and they have to be interesting and intriguing, and they need to open up and broaden my mind a little bit for me to stay a long time in their presence. And this person did this, and they reminded me of like Russell Brand talking to his YouTube subscribers. Now, this guy just draws me in every time. And there's a couple of people that I learned from that I don't know why, but I can listen to them without saying a word for hours, because they have a way of viewing the world. Their energy is a certain way, and they're just interesting people. And so interesting people, like, they just captivate me. And so I thought to myself, wow, like, what makes these people so different? And why are other people not like this? And it started to become clear that, like, yes, I get on with 99% of people in the world, okay? I do. And I really like people, but some people do drain me. They drain my energy. And the reason for that is because there's a lot of needless small talk. And it doesn't mean that's necessarily a bad thing, but I also, in my mind, on a subconscious level, I don't mean to do this at all, but I'm like, where is this going? Like, where is the depth in the conversation? Who am I? Who are you? Things like that. That's just how I work. And when I'm intrigued by interesting people, people that have ambition, people that talk about their passion, it doesn't even matter. This person was into heavy metal and they were a band member and they were talking about all of this stuff that I had no idea about. And I was talking to them for hours about their passion. And I felt so connected to this person because all they were focused on was, I can't describe what it was, but they were so on one dimensional. So from the outside, I just thought this person and I probably would have nothing in common. And this is the most amazing thing about diverse human beings and actually sitting down and trying to have intriguing conversations or trying to uncover certain things about people and really understanding what it is that makes you click and connect and what it is about people that you need to understand and about yourself as well. This is what this podcast is about, but I just want to use this example. What it is about you that actually makes you interesting, makes you not one-dimensional or two-dimensional. There is a frequency that people hit when they find their thing in life, and this is what this podcast is about. You're going to find your thing and then you're going to be able to build on that and actually branch out from that on a certain frequency. And when you enable that to happen, the way that you sit in the world, the way that you sit in space is different. It's different to anything else out there. And it was interesting because now I'm hanging out with this person a lot and the two of us couldn't look more polar opposite on the outside. Like, this person is like, just to give you a visual, I don't know if you guys actually know what I look like, but it, like, this person is like an emo. We are into hanging out at different places, usually things like that. But there is a frequency about both of us that enable us to connect. And because I'm spending more and more time with this individual and becoming friends with their friends and things like that, I've started to understand and uncover what it is that actually enables us to grow. And this is why it's so important to not box yourself into your own friendships, like trying to find like-minded people all the time, trying to place judgment on people that you see from the outside. So many people judge me because I wear, you know, I'm a bikini athlete, but I'm also a tech entrepreneur. And I don't really highlight the tech entrepreneur. I show on my Instagram that I'm glam and I like, you know, superficial things, etc. That's one side of me. It's literally the tiniest section of me. I'm equally as spiritual as I am logical. I am wild as I am structured. I have a lot of different elements based on whatever I'm doing at any given time that makes me up. Like, nobody is just as you see them, guys. And it's really important to understand that some people are more willing to evolve than others. There are certain frequencies that we all sit at. And sometimes when you're vibrating at a low frequency, you're going to try and find people that just connect to you. And as they say, misery finds company. You need to be in an environment where you are pressed sometimes to ask yourself new questions or figure new things out or let go of being so serious all the time, or stop placing labels on yourself and other people, or trying to categorize people to meet your needs or fit your needs just because you haven't done that for yourself. I want you guys to go into 2022 starting to become more self-aware, because being more self-aware, it actually, like, this year has taught me more than any other year, because I've always been really interested in personal growth and development, but I've also been hesitant on meeting new people because in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm so happy in my mind. You know, I don't really need that much social life. And I didn't really, like, think about the other capabilities of meeting different people again and finding people that are even more evolved than I am. And when I met this person and we were literally just camping and like, yeah, he was like just talking to me and I just don't know why we even found ourselves getting along so well, but it wasn't until afterwards that it dawned on me that both of us had just like energetically been we're in the same place, because this person had spent so many years like doing what they love to do, being their own person, creating their own identity. And yeah, although the world sees one side and, you know, there's some obvious traits and characteristics about this person, there was so much more underneath the surface that was more intriguing about them. And I think what you want for yourself is you want to be the creator of your own story. And that doesn't mean that you need to let go of like your outer layers of and your identity and how you present. If people want to judge you on that, which will happen, especially if it's like a little bit over the top in some areas, or you do certain things on the outside that don't really like other people like find, I don't know, they have to have an opinion or a certain judgment or label you in a certain way that literally means that you're nothing but how you present on the outside. Those people are just unaware of themselves. They don't know the depths of themselves. They have a one or two dimensional thing, how they present and then who they are at home, for example. And they don't have anything more than that. So, of course, that's what they're going to think everybody else is too. But when you're somebody that's working from a place of prosperity, a place of progression, a place of where you're so comfortable with who you are that like literally what other people do is, and what you see from them in the initial phases, it doesn't really take anything away from you. You don't need anything from anyone else. You're already creating your own story. And if people are drawn to that, they're on that same level as you. And if they're not, then, you know, they're gonna label you. They're gonna characterize things as like meeting their needs, not meeting their needs, doing this, doing that. They're gonna find all sorts of problems. And so the other thing that's a really good example of this is like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, just to give you guys a celebrity overview. But they're two polar opposite people, right? And they get along so well in a couple. But on the outside, like people would never expect these two people to be like, how could they connect? Like one guy looks like he's crazy and he's lost and he's depressed and all this stuff. Megan's just this hot actress. Okay, that's all people see. Those are just like what the world sees. Those are the categories that people place on people. And people get so confused about why they don't have fulfillment. And why you don't have fulfillment a lot of the time is because you've started out life in a way that's been confined to certain systematic constraints. So you have no idea that there is another world that you can create for yourself, like what you did when you were a child. And whether people actually practice this in real life or not, they're going to put this kind of energy and this focus into something make-believe, basically. Because us as humans, we like to solve problems, start, like, put a challenge on the table, like a board game or a puzzle, and we want to finish it and solve it. And some people are going to take that into their real lives and actually create changes in life. And other people are going to do make-believe versions of that. It doesn't matter how you do it, but we all do it. In one way or another, we actually are all very, very, very similar. Like the way that humans feel best and feel fun and create is by doing the same thing. Some people just take it to the next level and others do make-believe versions that don't impact their quote-unquote reality, okay, their living conditions and things. Other people want to use those exact same skills, taking a puzzle out, putting all the pieces everywhere and then finishing it. They want to do that in their real lives. And that scares a lot of people because of the system that people have bought into and the labels that people have placed upon themselves. And they've just chained themselves up. So how do you get those releases? You're going to play video games. There's so many different ways you can do it, but everyone will have a way that they exhibit these things. And because one is less scary and less risky than the other, well, it's technically it's not, because you actually risk living a life that's unfulfilled and you don't meet your true potential and you don't get to radiate as well as you could, but you stay safer and you get some sort of dopamine high from doing these little games and stuff. But you can do those games at any time, and you can play the game in real life if you allow yourself to become aware that you are not one-dimensional. You're not the person that the system has put you in place and in check to be. You are way more than that. There are so many areas of you that you haven't even allowed yourself to discover. And I want you guys to really think about those things going into 2022, because you're not just a freaking librarian. I don't know what your jobs are, but you know, you're not just somebody that's good at writing. You know, you can be sexy as well. You're not just a mom. You know, you can also be a really great businesswoman. You are not just one or two or three things. Like, you literally have so many areas of you that are not tapped into. And most of the time people are like, yeah, but I'm happy, or yeah, things are going fine. But you have no idea, because you have never tried anything new. And some people have tried new things or got on certain journeys and they've backed out because maybe their peers don't do the same thing and they don't have anyone else that they can connect with that thinks this is good. So they then trick themselves back into thinking, if I go down this route, then I'm going to have no one. So they like take, like they dip their toe in like you would to see how hot the bathwater is. And then they instantly pull back out because they're like, nope, that is too much for me. And it's usually because people feel like they feel fear. And when you feel fear, there is a whole different perspective that you have when it comes to prosperity and joy and possibility. It's a very different way of looking at the world. And fear comes from conditioning and sometimes genetics and sometimes just your experiences and how you've perceived certain experiences. Because the reality is, like, your reality is not actually reality, and my reality is not reality either, okay? Because, like, I can live the same life as somebody else, and two of us can have totally different outlooks, perspectives, visions, experiences, feelings, thoughts, doubts, fears, none. We can literally live the exact same life, and both of us can have very, very different experiences. So reality is really what you kind of make yourself believe. I could also see a negative reality if I wanted to, but most of the time I'm going to opt for the positive outlook in a situation. I'm going to look at what I like about something, what I like about people, and I'm just going to focus on that, because life is a timeline as well. It's not actually like as serious as you think it needs to be. When you opt out of something, or you try to like find these delusional, logical reality reasons as to why something's right or wrong, and you start creating all these conditions like you were made to believe was the way to go, like in school and in uni and in workplaces. Like, the humans are so conditioned. It's like, if the rules are not within those confinements, and that gets taken into all their personal life stuff and blah, 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 then it must be bad. It must not be working. It must be time for a change, like what you do when you leave your job when you're not happy. People do that in their actual real lives because they're so bought into how these confinements work and rules and things like that, when real life isn't meant to be like that. Real life is like, you're the creator of your story, and you've got to actually look at the cup half full. You've got to also make the cup half full. So every single time you get a doubt or a fear, how do you turn it around? How do you build on what you have? Okay, and if you're not 100% satisfied and you want more, then how do you expand? Not how do you run away and change course and change direction or leave your job? See, these are all things that like just make us feel worse in long term. We end up living a life of regret. We end up like boxing. Like, all you do is change one thing to another thing. You're not actually broadening your horizons. You're not actually building who you are. You're just running away to change course for a little bit. And then you're going to run into a new problem. You're going to change course again. You keep yourself one or two dimensional because you don't allow yourself to have things that coexist. Like, you don't need to be, the president of the country. You don't need to build your way up to be the best if that's not your thing. Like, you know what your destiny is to some degree, but if you keep blocking yourself off and changing courses and putting yourself in categories and saying things like, oh, like that's not for me, or that is for me, and that's this and that's that, and you're just negative. Like, all you're doing is you've just brought into the system and you've transferred that into your personal life. Just much so like people that haven't, or they've broken out of the system and they're starting to create their own life and they're like, no, I choose to be positive. I choose to make things work. I choose to fill my own cup. I choose to fill others' cup. And I know I'm not one-dimensional because there is so much that I don't know about myself yet and I don't know about others. And we're going to go and discover this whole thing together. We're going to make this journey deep and we're going to fulfill needs. Like, it doesn't matter how fast or slow we go, we're not going to put time strains on these things. We're not going to put so many rules where it weighs us down. We're just going to have fun. We're going to be light with it. We're going to see, oh, look, I didn't know I could sing. Let's try that. I didn't know I could dance that well. Let's try that. I didn't know I could be that strong or lift that heavy, but I practiced and now I can. You keep doing different things to become better, but that, does that mean you need to drop who you used to be? No. Does that mean that you need to change your job just because you want to go and travel? No. You negotiate. You say, I want to do this. How do we make it work? Right? Like, you don't need to leave all the good things in your life or change or label everything so heavily that you end up putting blockages and you start thinking negatively of your situation. This is where anxiety and depression and sadness and doubt and fear and all these bad, low vibrational energies come from. It's because we have taught ourselves that we have got one direction. We can only be one or two things. Like, and if we are one thing, we've got to do things that are aligned with that thing. We can't do different things. We can't meet different people. We can't go hang out at places that we don't fit into. All this bullshit. Like, it's so annoying when I have people in front of me that tell me, oh, you wouldn't have interests the same as this person because that person's an emo. Well, actually, no. Like, half of my new friends are emo and I sit with them and I'm not going to be an emo. Like, I just get along with them. I like them because they teach me different things. They've broadened my horizons into so many different areas. I go to gigs with them. I do all this stuff that I would never do by myself because they're so different to me. Does that mean I'm going to start dressing like them? Maybe sometimes, but no. Like, it's still not going to change who I am. And they accept me because I accept them. We accept the fact that we're not one-dimensional. And just because people present on the outside a certain way, much like I'm a bikini athlete, I pose, I do photo shoots, I like being glam. I'm also a tech entrepreneur that can go to Silicon Valley and I can have a very good intellectual discussion about innovation in my future projects. You know, I have a lot of these things about me that are different, and I allow myself to be all of them. And when I'm a mom, I will also allow myself to be everything else as well as a mom. I'm adding and adding and adding and adding layers. Like, you're like an onion. Like, you want to peel each layer back, but that doesn't mean you throw them out. You keep them. You keep them. You're like, oh yeah, because of this experience, I became this. Because of this experience, I became that. During this experience, I did this, 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 and this. That is what makes people intriguing, interesting. Not being afraid to try things, not being afraid of other people's opinions. You know, you've got to be your own person. You've got to actually be strong in your opinion. Like, how amazing is it when you sit down around people and they're not black and white, they're gray. And they've got all these different ways of looking at things and also listening and learning. They're wanting to absorb what other people have to say. They're not just going off what other people have to say and allowing other people to control their destiny. That's completely different. You can take opinions, but you actually need to be strong as well. When you do something in your life, you need to go, I'm doing this because I feel like it's right for me. And, you know, this is what I want to do. And I hope that you can accept what I want to do. It's not going to take away from our friendship or our current situation, but, you know, maybe we can enhance the whole situation, start something even better from this situation, and be a leader in what you know is good for your soul. Like, this is why people feel like they can only do so much, okay? And when people feel like, oh, like I'm overwhelmed, like I'm stressed about this is work's really busy, all of these things, like when you hear people around you in your environment complain about such simple stuff, not saying that it should be minimized, sometimes things get a bit annoying. And that's normal. We're human. We're meant to go through all these ups and downs. But when it's a consistency and that's all you're exposed to, the thought of broadening your horizons or adding more to life for yourself, even though these aren't your problems, but because of the perspective that you're hearing all the time, and because of how hard other people are finding life, because they are one-dimensional. They're not energized from what they're doing. They're drained from what they're doing. So everything feels hard. It's not that they have a lot going on. It's that they're just not fulfilled. They're not enthused by what they're doing. Okay? Like temporary highs at the weekend or when you get around friends aren't going to fulfill you forever. And that's what I mean by, like, you know, if you want to solve a puzzle every now and then to get that high, to take on a challenge by yourself, choose it. Spend time on it and make that thing come to life. Like, it's like starting a painting, for example. All these things, these are all ways in which we exhibit these needs for fulfillment. But some of the things that most people do, they don't last. They don't have the everlasting vibration because they're not bold enough. They're not big enough. And so those people that you surround yourself with, you need to be careful of how many of those people you allow most of your time and your mind to be overcome by, because that's going to subconsciously impact how you think, how you do things, and what you think you're capable of. If you're around people that are like influencing you just by being themselves and showing you that, no, these things, you can do this, 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 and this, and you'll love it. Your whole perception of what's possible is going to change, especially when you see people doing it in real life. And you should want to be like the people that you're around. If friends and family are there, you know, I have all sorts of friends and family, like I said. Some of them you would think, yeah, they're definitely destined to be friends from the outside. Others, like I said before, you just would have no idea that we could ever get along, but we do. And it's for this exact reason. People around you should be motivating you, broadening your horizons. Like, they shouldn't, it's not, people aren't there as tools to kill time and keep you company, be your slave. They're there to press you sometimes, to help you grow, to make you understand that, wow, like, I'm not doing enough. I am doing enough. I'm comfortable. I feel stable, but I'm also, like, you know, I'm also really, you know, not where I want to be. Like, I want to do this, 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 and this. Like, you need to have people around you that are reminding you of that. You can't always be the leader. You can't always be the person that's doing it. You can't do all the heavy lifting. Like, you actually need that polarity. And sometimes you need people if you're like too far one way, which was me for a little while. Now I'm like way more, like, I've learned a lot more humility and I'm a little bit more like open. I've broadened myself up to understanding the importance of people that are going to take me down a notch as well. And the reason that you want to be taken down a notch is so that you don't fall into extremes where you get so immersed with this fulfillment, you get entangled almost to an unhealthy level. So you want to have that balance of where, no, you actually come back to earth. And there's a lot of people that are, you know, going to pull you back to earth and just make you enjoy going out, having drinks, not working, not thinking about goals, not imagining future scenarios or achieving certain milestones and things like that, or, you know, spending your time getting whatever you've got in your mind. There's people that will be there and they'll serve a really good purpose to just laugh and have fun and have joy and just live in the moment for the sake of the moment. You know, like, that's really important as well. And that's what I mean by not being one-dimensional. Like, you're not just a successful person. You're not just a business owner. You're not just a bikini model. You're not just a freaking librarian. You're not just a hairdresser. You are not just a mom. You are not just a sister. You are a multitude of things. And it's so important to find out how many of those things you can be and you can enjoy. Because you have to be able to enjoy all of these things, the confronting ones, the uncomfortable ones, the dangerous ones, the risky ones, the fun ones, the funny ones, the sad ones, the happy ones, the depressed ones, the anxious ones, the nervous ones. You've got to understand that, like, all of these are really good, and you've got to, like, not feel like it's bad or good to feel and be and think and understand the capabilities that you've got and don't have right now that you want to tap into. You've got to, like, learn to, like, you know, broaden. Keep on broadening who you are. And learning is so important, not just because you want to be better than other people. You just want to understand, like, how you can make yourself feel like you're doing something more every day. Like, how many times do you leave your house and go and just go out on autopilot? I actually leave my house every day and I'm going to say, I'm going to exhibit positive energy to everyone I see and meet. People smile at me without me even having to do it, because my intention was set the moment I opened that door. And I've done that in times where I've been going through the worst periods in my life, because I've had to force myself into situations. And sometimes forcing yourself is actually good for you. Sometimes, like, you're not going to want to engage with some people because you've got an idea in your mind about what you want to think of them and what they do, or just they've done something in the past, and you just need to learn how to actually put yourself in a position where you're like, I'm going to get rid of that thought, and I'm actually going to put this I want to see the best of this person. I want to see the best, and I'm going to give them the best, and I'm going to go and see what happens from that. Does it make me feel better or does it make me feel worse? And you decide that for yourself when you finish up in that discussion or that conversation. If you hate your boss, go into it and forget about how they're going to feel. Forget about what you've the past engagements. Forget about anything. Forget about calling them a bitch. All of that people pick up on, whether you say it or not. It doesn't matter if you're calling someone whatever you really think of them. They know it. People know it. People know when you don't like them. People know when you've got a problem with them. You don't need to say anything. They feel it. So change it. Start to do and take control of the world that you live in. When people don't want to forgive you, forgive them first. Take control. If people don't want you in their lives, forget about them. Don't think about them again. I know that's going to be quite hard, but like, that is their issue. Let people have their own issues. Don't allow the world to box you in. Don't allow yourself to box yourself in. And don't respond anymore to what people want to do and how they want to be. You just need to be aware of what your intentions are, how you're going out into the world, what you're going to connect with, what you think, what you're going to make of life. Because your timeline is your timeline. And just forget, guys, we're all going to die. So you don't need to be so serious. You've got hardly any time on this earth. Actually make the most of it. Actually appreciate it. And stand tall and get what you want to get out of life. Like, seriously. Like, it's about making the most of this experience. Find people that are going to unlock that for you. With you, not for you. You're going to unlock it for you. But yeah, connect with people that are also going to do the same. And don't prejudge anyone. You have no idea what's underneath the surface. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and Happy New Year.